Sefer Breishis divides into a number of different parts. Story of the Bria. And then, after the Bria and story of the Eitz Hadas, so normal history begins when Adam Rishon leaves Gan Eden. He left Gan Eden the end of the sixth day. Baruchu Hashmayim V'aretz V'chol Tzvam. And the world as we know it begins then. We have a number of different stories. And then we have the Tolos. Number of different stories. The story of Cain and Hevel. What it doesn't say is what was happening in the world. Of course, people were living much longer lives then. The basic machlokas we've shown him to understand why is it we don't live that long. And then they did that live that long. And Pasuk says, Yimeshno Sena Shivim Shana, Yimugur Shmonim Shana. So, one group says, the Ramban among them, says, well, it was a much more natural life. The air wasn't as polluted as it was today. He talks about pollution. And it was a much healthier life. Others say, no. Kodesh Baruch Hu wanted to populate the world and people had much longer lives. Rambam says everyone lived approximately as we do today, except a certain Yechidei Skula lived longer for whatever reason. And then we have Sheis, and then Sefer Toldos Ha'odom. This is the story of Toldos Ha'odom. The word Sefer doesn't mean book. Gemara says in Gittin, it means a story. This is the story of Toldos Ha'odom. It happens to people. Beyond Bro Elokim Adam, exactly when HaKadosh Baruch Hu created Adam. Now, the word Bara is Yesh Me'ayin, something brand new. Something that was not formed from anything else. So we have Breishis Bara Elokim Atzei Shemayim V'Tzaretz. Create Yesh Me'ayim. After that, it doesn't say he bara or Yehiyar, or came from the raw material that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created. Yerakia, all this is, everything's created from raw material of what had happened before. But Yas Elokim Mishneh Meros, the sun, the moon, everything. And then we come to the Taninim Hagdolim. We really do not understand who and what they were. It says Bara, since we don't understand. When it comes to the human being, it's Bara. Human being isn't something that just developed. It required an absolutely new act of creation by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because human being is unique. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created two Briyas. One was the physical Briya. One was the spiritual Briya. The two worlds. We have the physical world as we know it, and the whole spiritual world. And Rambam both write, it's a Shemayim, it's the spiritual world. That's Haaretz, it's a physical world. Two separate worlds. And they're very separate. However, there is one part of this world that straddles and crosses both. That's a human being. Guf and Neshama. That's why the human being has goof had to have a totally separate creation. It had to be something that could accept Tzelem Elokim and could interact with Tzelem Elokim. That's why the whole idea of evolution goes against not only what it says in Chumash, something much deeper. It goes against the whole havana of what a human being is. That's why it's b'yom bro Elokim Adam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created this new entity, which is totally dissimilar to anything else in the world. Why? Because Mutz Elokim also. Zorcha Nekev bro. Okay, now, he has a son Shais. And So, for 130 years, I'm saying he didn't have any children, or, no, he did. So, Chazal tell us a very interesting thing, that for 130 years, in the words of Chazal, he was molid shadim. We'll see what that means. And then finally, he was molid bedmuso kitzalmo. Rambam writes Mar Nevuchim. What does that mean? It's Tzelem Elokim in a human being. It's his neshama. It's what powers him, what dominates his life. But it's not necessarily a given. Not necessarily a given. You can develop your Tzelem Elokim, or you can repress your Tzelem Elokim. Some people's lives dominated by the life of Ruchnis. Some people's lives are not dominated by their lives of Ruchnis, they're dominated by their goof. Some people, that's to such a degree that they've totally eliminated from their entire identity any Tzad Neshama. Moshe Rabbeinu, and he's the other end. He was the Ish Elokim, totally spiritual individual. And for 130 years, all of Adam Rishon's children were not Bidmusa with Salma. They had all the intelligence of a human being, but they had none of the spiritual characters that Adam Rishon had. As the Rambam writes, it's a very dangerous thing. Human beings with all the capacity and powers of a human being, no spiritual dimension to tame it, to direct it, to do anything. Has Shais. That's fine. Then he has Enosh. Oz hucha likro b'shem Hashem. What does that mean? And Rashi says, Loshen Chulun Likro Shemos HaAdam VeShemos HaTzavim B'Shemos Shalkadosh Baruch Hu Lasan Elilim VeKrosan Elohus. That's when Avodah Zarah began. Avodah Zarah began in this world at the very beginning. Chazal said, and the Rambam writes for Enosh Atzma. Enosh himself was min ha'ovdim. Now that's very strange, because it wasn't a very big world. Enosh knew he had no great-grandfather. He knew he had a father, Shais. He knew he had a grandfather, Adam. That's it. Where did Adam come from? That's it. Had to be created by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So what does it mean? So how could such a person be Oved Avodah Zarah? The answer is, the Rambam writes, how does Avodah Zarah get started? What's it about? And what pulls people to Avodah Zarah? But Hashem created worlds that he runs totally and completely. But he created a world that works with a regularity, with certain rules, and it's, for instance, created a sun, and the sun gives heat, gives light, created earth, created plants, so, and it all functions. Now, as that functions, these are not independent functions of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is standing on top and managing everything completely down with fine detail. But he does it with intermediate forces that he powers, intermediate forces that he directs, and he does it with regularity. That's what Teva is. That's the regular way HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And he wants it that way. We couldn't function this world unless there was a regularity. Here's a cup. If I let go, it's going to drop down to the table. Because you could say it happens automatically. But let's say it didn't. There was no regularity. So, and if I let go of it, I wouldn't know if it would go up, left, right, down. Couldn't function in such a world. The only reason we can function in a world using our Bechira Chavshis is because the world functions and goes according to certain regular patterns that enables us to function and utilize our Bechira Chavshis. The only thing in this world that's not completely controlled by HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Bechira Chavshis. Now, that creates a very unfortunate situation in this world, that if a person wants to succeed in this world and he realizes everything is totally on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he's absolutely meshubet to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he cannot assert anything against HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But that's limiting to a person who wants to do many things in this world with the Yetzirah. In a few weeks we're going to read Parshas B'chukosai. What does Parshas B'chukosai tell us? It tells us a very simple thing. You serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu properly. It's going to rain. And it's going to be, everything's going to be fruitful and plentiful. And there'll be shalom and everything. How does it have to do with Torah, mitzvahs, etc.? The answer is because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is running everything. Now, sometimes people, in order to assert themselves, will say, wait a second. Maybe we'll deal with all the forces of nature independently, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Created things, many forces of nature, let's try to deal with them independently. Certainly HaKadosh Baruch Hu is on the top. And you can even philosophize how it works and why it works. It's good for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to deal with him directly without bothering him for everything. What do we do when we daven? We bother HaKadosh Baruch Hu for everything, for refuah, for parnasa, for kibbutz goliath, for everything. No, we just deal. But there's an underlying idea for a human being to get control, feel he's in control of the situation. Most people don't want to feel that they're not in control of the situation. And that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is running everything. And that's where Avodah Zarah comes from. And they go generation after generation after generation after generation after generation. And then we get to Noah. We have the story of the marble. The whole story of Noah and the marble. Discuss many aspects of it. And then again we have generations and generations. Different things. Okay. Then at the very end, we have the story of the Dor HaFlog. This is what leads up to the entire story of Avraham Avinu. And Torah addresses a very interesting thing. You find language all over the place. If everything comes from Adam and Rishon, why don't we all speak the same language? Once we did speak the same language, HaKadosh Baruch Hu realized it was dangerous. Kodem says Rashi. Bovu the eight sachas the arnu. They don't want to be subject to HaKadosh Baruch. Why not? Because they discovered how to make bricks and how to make buildings. It was a technological advance. When people get into technological advances, they feel they can run the world. Now, we may look at it from our point of view as a very primitive technological advance, but in their mind, it's unbelievable. Someone sent me in a sefer before Yontif. I read it over Yontif. And it's full of history, archaeology. The basic point there is to date the building of the pyramids in Egypt to the same period of the Dor HaFlogah. People began building these massive buildings. And they felt strong and powerful. And once they feel strong and powerful, they don't have to be Meshubah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So now they're controlling the world. The more people feel they can control the world, the more they feel they don't need HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, nothing doing. And everyone began speaking different languages, so you couldn't have all of humanity making one mass thing. And then we go and in the middle we have a story, very, very few hints supplemented by Chazal. One is about a gentleman by the name of Nimrod. Who is Nimrod? Chazal say he was a king, but he understood in order to be a powerful king, you can only do that with a avodah zarah. Why? Because when people felt that there was one power on top that ran everything, and their success or failure in life came from that one power on top. So then there's a limit to how a king can assert his authority. But if the countless powers in this world, so the king can be another power. Now, now we begin the story of Avraham Avinu. But there was a man by the name of Terach. Terach had three sons, Avram, Nochor, and Haran. Haran had a son, Lot. Also had a daughter, Suri Menu, otherwise known as Yizchor. Vayomot Haran up to Terach of the Beretz Mavarato. He died there, the Orkaz. It doesn't tell us anything about it. And Rashi tells us story. Why is it Or Kasdim? Story of the Kishon Eish. What happened with the Kishon Eish? How did it happen? So Rashi tells us that Terach Koval Shekoval Terach Al Avram. Now who's Avram Avinu? Take a look how the Rambam describes Avram Avinu. Begins. Times of Enosh, they made a big mistake. The Nivra Atzav Chachmei Otsa Do the Enosh Atzma Nato Amoda. And they had this unbelievable, and a whole Eitzah was burning in them. Zuhaisa Tuusim. Hovil Kimbora Kochovimelu. Gagalim, and he's running the world with all the powers in the world. We should give them derech eretz. We should worship them. We should have to deal with them. Let's deal with them directly. Even though HaKadosh Baruch Hu is on top. Okay. Zeh ikar avodas kachof. Chen ol yomrim avdeho. Losh, they didn't think that there was an elokoch of zeh. No. And that's what Yirmiyahu says, Midirachom el goyim ki v'cho yosev v'cho chachma goyim v'cho malchus amein kamoch. But little by little people forgot that. And they began worshipping all the different things. Now they didn't really worship the idol. They didn't worship the mountains. They worshipped the Gemara and the second prayer in Chulon says, there was a spiritual force behind the idol. There was a spiritual force behind the suns. And more primitive people actually worship the idol in the sun. Okay, and then he goes through the entire thing. And he says, how everything got more primitive, etc. Odd. He says, and there were only few people who understood that HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kegon, Chanoch, Masushelach, Noach, Shem Ve'ed. Val derech zeh hoya olam ha'olich mizgagol shenolad, amigo shel olam, the pillar on which the entire world stands, Avraham Avinu. Kevin, and from his youth, he began thinking and thinking and thinking. Meshote pedaito, who cotton? He's a washer, b'yom v'layla. Says, how is it the whole world functions in such a coordinated, perfect way, unless it's been managed from on top by HaKadosh Baruch Hu? And he says, no one to teach him. He was shakuah, deeply entrenched in Orkazdim with all the Kochovim Hatipshim. For the other Vima, his father, Malucholom, all the Kochovim. For who? Over the Mohim. He began doing it himself. But he didn't. He was very uncomfortable. It doesn't make sense. It doesn't make sense. Achehesig derech emes. V'yoda, and he knew sheyeshem elokei echod. There's one God. Mani galgal v'bora hakol lem kol animsa elo eloka chutzme. And there are no other independent powers. And that's the key. Nothing is independent. He uses these tools as tools to manage. The yada, the kol olam tovim, the whole world's mistaken. V'dova shagaram lehem l'toz zesha ovdom et ha-kuchovim. U'ben arbo'im shonu hikir Avraham ezbolo. This final conclusion he made, he was 40 years old. So the Ravid says, Om Avraham, yesha godu ben sholo shonu. Three, no. Rambam said, three, he began to question. He didn't have the whole thing worked out till he was 40. And then he went around, Ben Abraham Shon Hikar Ramazboro. Came in Shikiv Yada, Hishil, Hoshik, Chulos, and he began giving answers and arguing. And Shane said, Derechemes, what they're doing is all wrong, and you have to destroy all of them and just worship HaKadosh Baruch. Now, Ram tells a very interesting thing, how the world goes. And he convinced them that he was right. He stood there arguing and showing and proving that he was right. Avor Azor Ishtus V'Hevel, there's only one power that rules the world. Kevin Shigov Alem Barayosov. he won in all the arguments. Bikish HaMelech LaHorgo. Nimrod realized this man is a threat. What is Nimrod Chazal Shishim? He made them rebel against HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He wanted Avodah Zorah. Because you just worship all sorts of different powers. There's no absolute that you have to be subject to. But if HaKadosh Baruch Hu is really running everything completely and totally, so then that interferes with his ability to rule. Bigash Laharga. Venasilonais who yotzulukhara. Next. Now here, what is the Ur Kazdim? Because Chazal tell us, from the fires of Kazdim. Story of the Kivshanesh. The story of the Kivshanesh. It's a very interesting story. You have there were three brothers, and it's Terach. Terach was in the Avodah Zarah business, and people don't give up their business easily. They'll defend all the shittas to defend their business. And he saw Avram Avinu was a threat to his business, and he complained to Nimrod. Nimrod saw Avram Avinu as a threat to his ruling the country, the world, wherever he was ruling. Everyone proved it? Yes, you can prove it all you want, but if you're a threat to me, I don't care. And so through Avram and Kivshanesh. Now we was hovering this whole business. So Avram Avinu is the first person who was a nefesh for the Emes. He could not. Emes is a midah in a person. If you're committed to Emes, you're committed to Emes. And when you're committed to Emes, it's deeply inside of you. And you cannot tolerate shaka. And Rambam writes that all midas come from halachta bedrocha. But one of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's midas is emes. Hu emes, hu levado emes. He's the ultimate emes in this world. And that's why, even though every one of us is mechuyav in emes, the Talmud Chochem, Shem writes, has a higher degree of Rambam writes, Perek Hey, Chochem is nika b'chochmoso. How do you know something is Talmud Chochem? He's unique in his Chochma. Ubedei Yosef and his Midos. Moved over him is Sharon. Well, in the Rambam, it all goes together. Torah and Midos. You can't have Torah without Midos. You can't have Midos without Torah. It's all one. He has to be nika b'maiso and everything. And one of them has to never be able to say a lie. Except in certain instances, Chazal tell us, you say a lie because the HaKadosh Baruch Hu was the Emes itself, was willing to say a lie. Why? Because a person becomes a Talmud Chochem, because he's devoted to Emes. And he's incapable of a sheker from coming out of his mouth. Kol Yomei goes out to Ben HaChochemim. And the top Talmidei Chacham who I knew in my life were absolutely incapable of saying a sheker. Incapable. Their whole life was Emes. Remember a story where I was once sitting with Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, Zichrono Livracha, and someone came in and was explaining to him something. He shook his head like this. The person said, but. Person, it's doch sheker. The idea of sheker was just like so foreign to him. Remember a story I had, a certain balabos from America who was a serious donor to the yeshiva. came to Eretz Yisrael, he knew I was very close with Yishon Zalman. Came to me, the man who told me at least that he gave 20% of his money to the stock, he gave us very significant amounts of money. And then he said, then he wanted a bracha, his business should be matzliach. So I said, fine. He wanted me to take him to Shlomo Zalman Rebbe. So I took him, and he sat outside. I went in the room with Shlomo Zalman, and I explained to him, it's a man, he's a big belt stucker, he's 20% at stucker. And he wants a bracha from the Rosh Yeshiva that his business should be matzliach. So Shlomo Zalman looked at me and said, is it an honest business? And Elohim said, he tells me it's honest. I said, I'm not inside the business. I can't tell him. He tells me it's honest. And he asked me this. I said, I'm not inside the business. I can't tell you. He tells me it's an honest business. So he calls him in. I tell him to come in. And he says, what's the name? I said, if your business is honest business, you should concede. Walked out of the house, he turns to me and says, take me to Rosh Hashanah. Okay. I said, fine, got in the car, drove to Bnei Brak, was very close to Rosh Hashanah too, knock on the door, come in, talk to Rosh Hashanah. And I repeat the same thing. He's a man, he has a business, very successful in his business, he gives 20% to the stock, he's a big support of our Yeshiva. He wants a bracha from Rosh Yeshiva that his business should be matzliach. Continue to give tzedaka. This is, it was almost like a verbatim repeat. Rosh Hashanah, it's an honest business. So I repeated that. I said, not inside the business, I don't know. Only if you're inside the business, you know how honest it is. He tells me it's honest, but I really don't know. I find it back forth, and Rosh Hashanah called me. Shach repeated it. If it's an honest business, you should succeed. He walked out and didn't ask me to take him to anybody else. Emes a tamal chacham? Life is emes? The idea of sheker is just foreign to him. Avraham Avinu's whole life is about kashrus emes. When he realized where the emes was and the whole world was sheker, it bothered him. He stood up in an argument. And he was so convinced of it, he could convince them all. But that became a threat to Nimrod. So Nimrod told him, either you change, or I'll put you in Kibshon Eish. Avraham Avinu, at that point, there was no mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem. Rav Arzah. Certainly not. Avraham Avinu's bakashas ha'emes was so strong, he was willing to go into Kibshon Eish rather than violate a sense of emes. But then he had a brother, Haran. Haran is a standard person like today. I want to be with a winner. Let's see, who wins? Emes doesn't bother me. Sheker does nothing bothers me. I want to be with the winner. So he said, I don't know. Maybe Avraham will win. Or maybe Nimrod will win. Avraham Avinu walks out of Kibshon Eish. Avraham is the winner. I'll be with Avraham. And Kadosh Baruch Hu is not about to do a nace for him. But Haran had two children. Lot and Sarah. Then Terach, Vayikach Terach, as Avram Beno, but then Terach realized he has to get out of town, he has to leave. We'll continue Mitzvah about Terach and Avram next week.